Hello everybody, welcome back to Divinity Unborn, and here we are with another episode. It has been a long time since the last one, actually 1 year I think. Yep, the last one was in March of 2022 and it's almost the end of February 2023, and I am going to be reciting two stories in the next 1 week or so, both of which I wrote really long back, but I never put them anywhere, and I really wanted to put these stories out there. So here we are, and I am going to get started with the first one. So these stories are from a universe I wanted to create called the VersaCube universe. It's a multiverse. So this is about two siblings who find a Rubik's Cube, which allows them to traverse the multiverse. So every time they change something on the Rubik's Cube, say they move aside, they're transported to somewhere else in a multiverse. Say they turn it back to the original position and they go back to wherever they came from. These shifts are known as clicks. So I'm going to be starting this off with episode one, titled, obviously, The Pilot. All right, let's get started. VersaCube by Akash Mehka, episode one. I'm going to put the mic somewhere I can use it. Oh, you guys, so patient, y'all are listening to me. Okay. VersaCube, episode one. Winter is amazing. Summer is most certainly not, Rohan said to himself, looking in the mirror. He felt sweat bead on the back of his neck barely a minute after his shower. He cursed as he tossed the towel onto his bed, reaching for his t-shirt. He had so many issues with summer. The heat, the sweat, the constant power cuts. He could live and survive in the coldest of temperatures by just putting on an extra layer of wool. What was he supposed to do in the summer? Peel off his skin? First day back in college after the pandemic, Roshni, his sister, said to him, leaning on the doorway. How are you feeling? Rohan closed his eyes as he thought of an answer that would make some amount of sense. He couldn't make one up that was close to the truth, so he decided to flat out lie. Excited, actually. It'll be good to be back. Make new friends, hopefully. Check out the juniors. He pulled on his pants and ran his hand through his hair, staring at his face in the mirror. He was by no means a handsome man, not exactly ugly, but there was just something off about his face that he could not place. Something. But he was not about to let that affect him this time. He was going to get back on the dating game one way or the other. Maybe even find someone interesting. You never know. You ready? He said as he turned around. Roshni was. She had her hair tied up in a high pony and a green Wheel of Time t-shirt with the words, "Duty is heavier than a mountain, death lighter than a feather," written in gold lettering. The two of them were twins, in more ways than birth. They both loved reading high fantasy and could not get enough of it. Both of them had matching tattoos of the Wheel of Time, and both of them had figured out they were queer around 3 years back. But college had almost pushed them apart, until the pandemic. They were closer than ever now, and they knew that whether or not they made new friends, they would have each other. Let's go, Roshni turned around. I'm driving. Rohan groaned, following her down the stairs, slipping his bag over his shoulders. You're a terrible driver. Roshni scoffed. At least I don't take hours to shift gears. Rohan frowned, but knew she had a point anyway. All right. The drive to college was not scenic by any means. All they could see were trucks, shops, and the occasional herd of cows. Rohan did what he usually did on drives. He imagined himself in a world where he was responsible for the safety of a kingdom. All right, where do we go first? Roshni asked once they were in college, shattering Rohan's world of imagination. They'd stopped moving. He had no idea where a good place would be. Let's try the canteen. Roshni stepped out of the car, slamming the door shut behind her. Sure you don't want to try some glasses? Rohan cocked his head to the side. Roshni rolled her eyes. Yeah, sure. Let's go to the classes. Rohan followed without saying a word. He could feel the panic in him building up. He'd never liked just straight up jumping into a place full of people. It was an easy way to make sure that no one would talk to you. And Rohan had had enough of being lonely in the pandemic. Truth was, he was never technically alone, as he and Roshni had always shared the house. She lived right next door, and they really could talk about anything. They shared a wall. But she often felt a part of him rather than a different person. So much so that he rarely ever put her in as a character in one of his stories. She was a part of Rohan, not a friend, not a sister, an extension of him. The canteen was just as he remembered it. But it also had a certain sense of foreignness to it now. Like they were all unwelcome. They picked a table under a fan and stood under the wind, trying to not look too awkward. Let's go to class, it's the first day, and I don't want to try and figure out too much today with regard to social life, Roshni said, her head in her hands. Let's just go meet the same people and figure out shit from there, okay? Rohan called. He agreed, obviously. Yep, let's do that. Let's just lay low for a day. Well, Roshni chuckled after the two of them left the class after the first hour. That didn't last long. He smiled, walking down the staircase. We both knew it wasn't going to. We aren't built for the indoors. Oh, sure, Roshni scoffed. But the outdoors are our natural habitat. The two of them began to laugh, stumbling down the staircase. Days seemed to pass much faster once college started. And Rohan would write his own stories, and sometimes just imagine them, letting the world around him wash away all the awkwardness he felt with himself. Both of them had started to talk to people regularly. Some they could even call friends. Gwen Jeffrey, a third-year mechanical engineer who loved to paint. Alekia, a singer, and a boyfriend, Aditya, a second-year business studies student, who had issues with honesty. Things even started to seem relatively normal, after a point where he started to feel like he fit in with the people he hung out with. Almost like he belonged. Until he found the Rubik's Cube. It was just sitting there one day, on a table in the canteen, solved. Rohan, despite being 21, had never really played with one of these before. He knew that there were formulae to solve the cube, but he had never bothered to touch one, much less solve it. That's a Rubik's cube, Roshni said, tilting her head. It was not a question, just an observation. Either that or the key to Asgard, Rohan muttered. I want to try and solve this, but it's not mine. I just found it lying here. Wonder whose it is. Enough about the cube. Roshni pulled it out of his hand. Tell me something. You like this girl Gwen, don't you? Rohan felt 30 sirens go off in his head at once. He had a suspicion Roshni suspected something of that sort. But he never thought she would actually come out and ask him. What? No, Gwen, absolutely not. Come on. You don't have to lie to me. He snatched the cube back. I feel like I need to not get into a relationship anytime soon because I cannot hold myself from doing the wrong thing. Okay, maybe not doing the wrong thing, but saying the wrong thing. Both of us know I'm terrible at understanding how people will feel and react to what I say. He began to shuffle the cube, the knot in his stomach loosening slowly. I get that, but you need to have some faith in yourself. Both of them suddenly lurched forward. Rohan felt like the world under him was being pulled out of his feet. He felt like the entire world had twisted. What in the fuck was that? He held his stomach, setting the cube back on the table. Earthquake, maybe? Roshni said weakly. I don't know. Rohan straightened his back, stomach slowly settling after almost tossing everything out of it. He looked around, but everyone else seemed normal. Turned back to Roshni, who was scowling and pulling out her bottle of water. Jeez, Rohan, must have been one some weird trip. Sure we didn't inhale or eat something weird? Alright, should just probably get some food. Rohan felt the urge to pick up the cube for some reason, and he was always someone who let his urges dictate his actions. So he went ahead and pocketed the cube, dropping it into his pockets. They walked over to the counter, and that's when it first hit him. Something about canteen was off. There was something weird about the guy standing there taking people's orders, and the worst part was the menu board on the wall. The numbers, they were all wrong. Sis? This seems a little sus. Rohan stared, wide-eyed. Do you recognize anyone else in the canteen? Roshni sounded far away and weak. Because I don't. What? Rohan turned around, a sense of dread overpowering him. He looked around at the others, finding each face more and more bizarre. I don't either, Roshni. Rohan, what the actual fuck is going on? Okay. You think this has something to do with the lurching, moving thing earlier that almost made me throw up? He touched his stomach gently, remembering the awful sensation. How would that affect anything? Roshni scoffed. This is the one difference between you and me, dude. You never exit the books you read. You probably think we're in a parallel dimension or something nuts like that. Okay, first off, he started angrily. I'm not an idiot. Secondly, don't speak to me like I am one. Roshni smiled dropped. You're right, I'm sorry. She apologized. It's okay, he smiled. Thirdly, we're totally in a parallel dimension. Enough jokes, Roshni frowned. Probably surrounded by a branch of the college we haven't talked to before. The signboards must be some sort of prank. He scratched his head, looking around. Well, that does make more sense than the parallel universe thing. He trailed off as he noticed something. That, he pointed at a national map at the far end of the wall. Is not normal, is it? The map was of India, but not really. The map showed a much smaller country, one that encompassed maybe like the size of Ecuador? Ecuador? Roshni asked, looking at him. Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. Really? You look at a faulty map on the canteen wall and think Ecuador? That can't be India. It says so on the map, but it can't be, right? It's gotta be a prank too. Very elaborate prank. Yeah, absolutely. Rohan whipped his head around, trying not to let the sirens in his head get off any louder than they already were.
I think I'm panicking.
Yeah? She held his hand tightly.
Me too, Rohan, me too.
Press the center tiles for the instructions. A robotic voice said.
What the fuck was that?
Roshni's head whipped around, turning to his bag. Rohan scrambled to open his bag and saw that the cube was glowing with soft, warm, blue light. Roshni, call me crazy and hit me with a stick, but this cube is glowing. Bring it out.
The cube?
The cube. You know how I speak when I'm panicking. Press the center tiles for the instructions. It repeated. Do it, Roshni called. Rohan calmly held the cube up and pushed down on one of the six center tiles.
Fucking hell,
Roshni gasped. A blue translucent message box appeared over the cube. Rules to use the Versa cube. The cube consists of six sides and nine tiles on each face. Each of them of a different color. Red, blue, yellow, green, white, and orange. Each combination on the cube will transport you to a different universe in the multiverse. The cube consists of a total of 43 quintillion combinations. Thus, 43 quintillion universes. To return to the home universe, solve the cube. Only the home universe has the concept of Rubik's cubes in them. 43 quintillion? That's like 43 followed by how many zeros? 18, I think, Roshni replied. Keep reading the rules. Rule 4. At no cost is the cube to be damaged. You will be stranded in the universe until it is fixed. Everyone in contact with the cube during a rotation will be transported. Multiple universal jumps may cause extreme nausea, temporary blindness, or other side effects. It is advised that a traveler not use more than 7 rotations at a time. Features. Press the red center tile to lock the cube. Press the orange center tile to unlock the cube. Press the yellow center tile to randomly shuffle the cube. Press the white center tile to reset the previous configuration of the cube. Press the blue center tile to show the rules once again. Press the green center tile. And the text seemed to cut off. That's a lot of rules. Roshni shuddered, her voice cracking. What does it say after the green center tile? It doesn't say anything. How the actual fuck did we get pulled into this? Rohan felt something within him slide in and out of his stomach. My dear lovely sister, do you have any idea how they solved these? Roshni looked at him, her eyes wide and her eyebrows reaching her hairline. I do not. Okay. Rohan paced around the table, hands on his head. We are, let us say, stuck in a different universe, which, by the way, makes no sense. How do we get back? We solve the cube. Rohan held it up, raising it over his head. But the problem is, we do not know how. And according to these instructions, we get pulled into a different universe each time we rotate oneself. Test the theory. Go ahead. Turn it. Roshni stopped pacing and put her hands on her hips in Superman pose. Turn anyone's head. Once. And risk getting separated and in different universes? No thanks. Just one turn and you turn it back. You'd be back in this one, right? What if I'm not? Fine. Roshni laid a hand on his shoulder and dropped her hairband on the table. Now, rotate any one face of the cube by 90 degrees. Okay. Rohan held the cube and twisted to the top left. Nothing seemed to happen until the cube clicked after he made the turn. The world around them glowed with a bluish light for about half a second, and then they were back in the canteen. And as Rohan twisted his head around, he could see just the slightest changes. The map's gone. The bolts are back to normal, but they're written in some other language. It's different. All right, we're in a new one, Roshni said, her jaw clenched. Twisted back. I'm done with this fucking cube. Done with the fucking sci-fi adventure of all this. Rohan let his hand with the cube drop. I'm so sorry, this is my fault. What? No, Roshni shook her head. That's not it. I mean, it is your fault for picking up the damn thing, but that doesn't mean I'm annoyed at you. Guess so, Rohan shook his head. We're taking this rather well, aren't we? We understood how the cube works, we're experimenting, and we're not being idiots. Don't they take a lot of time and stuff to process things in books? Well, we've read a lot of them, Rohan. What did Rand and Huron do in the Great Hunt when they got lost? Roshni muttered. They went on, and Loyal was there too. Can't believe you'd forget that. Ugh. Roshni rolled her eyes and grabbed his shoulder. Twist the cube back now. Let's see if your hairband awaits. Rohan twisted the cube back, letting the cube click into place. There it is. Roshni picked up her hairband once the blue light had simmered away. So now we know that we can return to a universe if we get the exact combination right. Yeah. Good job, Goose. Goose? Roshni whipped around to face him. Why am I Goose? Because I'm the one doing the twisting. He held up the cube. So I am Maverick, not you. Roshni clapped him on the back of the head. The multiverse then. What a nutty thing to happen to us. He said, you and I, we've been preparing for this all our lives though, haven't we? Suppose we have at that. Just that daydreaming about having a weird fantasy adventure. And I don't mean weird in a bad way. And actually having an adventure are very different things. Well, they are until you're daydreaming about your adventure while you have it. That makes no sense. It so does, Rohan laughed. Come, let us experiment a little bit more. You want to try pressing the various tiles? Yep. Start with the red tile. What does the red tile do? Locks the cube. Alright. Rohan punched the red tile with his finger. Then he heard a loud click. What now? Okay, try and twist the cube. I'll hold on to you, just in case. Rohan pushed the top layer of the cube and felt the cube resist the rotation. It won't move. Okay, Orange tile now. Rohan hit the orange tile. And with another click, the cube felt different in his hands. It seemed to be looser, and he could feel the willingness to move within it. Every time we're not using the cube actively for a jump, we hit the red tile and put it in our bags. And the orange tile to get back into jumping mode again. Jumping mode? Rohan scowled. Seriously? Yep. What next? Yellow tile. What does that do? Shuffles randomly. Roshni gulped. Be careful. Shuffles randomly? You sure about that? That doesn't seem like a very smart thing to have. I don't know, because I didn't make the damn thing. Fine, Rohan said, turning the cube over in his hand, his finger over the yellow tile. Hold on tight. Got you, she said. Hit it. And with that, he did. And in front of his eyes, the cube seemed to spin, clicking into random directions and rotations, until it just suddenly stopped. And then there was the lurching. This time, it was much worse than the last. Rohan groaned, holding his stomach as he opened his eyes. He felt his stomach drop. They weren't in a canteen anymore. They were in a forest? Roshni said a second before she threw up on the ground, retching. Oh, fuck! Rohan grabbed her hair and held her ears closed as she threw up all the breakfast they had had. Well, she said, spitting out and standing up straight. I, for one, am done with universe jumping for a while. Do we switch locations when we jump? I don't know, maybe in this universe, there was never a college here? Maybe the forest of this part? The fuck kind of forest? She looked up. Look at the height of these trees. They're like 1,000 feet tall. I don't know. Can't even see for fuck up there. You curse too much, Rohan said, trying to see the tops of the trees. But you have a point. These trees are unnatural, for sure. Wonder, Roshni looked around them. Are we the first humans in this universe, you think? And you curse almost as much as I do, Asphaz. Fuck no, Rohan said, punching the red tile, locking the cube. Let's explore this one a bit before we do anything else. Kind of adventurous would we be, Frodo Baggins of the Shire, if we just ignored a forest full of 1,000 trees that seem to have roots in the sky as well as the earth, Roshni said with a flourish and brandished an imaginary sword. Well, onward then, Aragorn, son of Arathorn, Rohan purred. He dropped the locked cube into his own bag, zipping it close. We gotta be careful though. We do not know what we can and cannot kill us. What we can and cannot kill us. I meant to say what we can kill and what can kill us. Yeah, you're just trying to make up a point. Roshni shouldered her bag and picked up a clean branch off the ground. Here's my walking stick. We must always have one in strange places like this. Why are you being all fancy? Rohan picked a stick from the ground for himself, snapping off the twigs stuck to it. Roshni, we're gonna survive this, aren't we? I think the panic is setting in now. Calm down, Althor. Let me lead the way for now. Come, follow me, she said as she walked forward. Coming with you, Lady Moiraine, he held her hand, drinking in the fact that he was not alone. Ever. And that is the first episode/story of the VersaCube Chronicles. Honestly speaking, I don't know where I'm going with this story, and hopefully I will by the time I'm done with this. So as the plan stands, it's going to be about 10 episodes for now. This is season 1, episode 1, and 10 episodes later we reevaluate and we see what we can do. I want to do a thing where we do one universe per episode, but I don't think, I mean, obviously we can't do 43 quintillion episodes because, well, I don't want to. And also I don't think any of us have the time. So that will be that for now. And yeah, do let me know if you guys enjoy it. You can reach out to me at Akash_Mekha on Twitter, The Real Akash Mekha on Instagram, or Divinity_Unborn on Instagram as well. If you do like the podcast, please give it a good rating. And yeah, that's about it for now. Have a nice one. Thank you.